It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokon Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number 5.
R. Kelly appeared in Cook County Criminal Court this morning for another hearing in a sex abuse case. The hearing lasted only about 10 minutes. Kelly was required to be there because he was a no-show at the last one.
Oh, gosh. That's not good.
No. Well, remember his excuse was, I had no idea.
Oh.
No one ever told me. It was in the news.
It was what?
It was on the news.
Yeah. You got to keep track of these things.
I mean, they didn't have a lawyer who said to him, hey, you know what? We just got served with this. We got to be there.
He's got Steve Greenberg, who has represented a lot of high-profile clients, and I'm sure makes his clients aware as a general practice of their upcoming court dates.
One would imagine. So when he goes, I had no idea this was going on, I found it hard to believe. Now, I don't know. I don't know Mr. Kelly. I don't know Mr. Greenberg, although we've talked to him a number of times. I don't know if Mr. Greenberg knew about it. Maybe he didn't know about it. But how would he not know about it?
Mr. Kelly, I find that hard to believe.
I don't know. Anyway, so there's no show. Now he says he's going to be there. And their next status is in June. So Greenberg says that he wants to see all of the evidence the state has against his client.
I don't think the judge was skeptical. It's an unusual request. I think he wants us to just spell out why the state needs to produce them. They're going to produce them. We can FOIA them. We're going to get them. This is Cook County. It takes a while to get the stuff. The last case took years and years. The Van Dyke case took years and years. We hope this doesn't take that long. But the state has an obligation to produce the stuff for us, and I'm sure they will. They're going to have to get all the records from the prior trial. That's going to take time also.
You know, fans showed up for R. Kelly at these court hearings. I mean, they seem like routine, and normally they would be, but his fans are showing up. Seems that he has not lost his devoted fandom.
They knew to show up.
They knew.
He didn't know
they
to show up.
They phoned him. Hey, see you at court. Okay.
Hey, R. Kelly, you coming to court today?
The interesting piece of this, though, Steve Greenberg is asking for, remember Michael Avenatti, before he was indicted, was waving around all of this information about how he had all these videotapes and all this evidence and that he was forthcoming, he was giving news conferences. Well, now the lawyer for R. Kelly, Steve Greenberg, wants all conversations and any kind of communication between Avenatti and prosecutors, Kim Fox's office, to see what was happening there, what had happened there.
Was there apparently Mr. Avenatti sort of in contact with our people here today?
Our people,
yeah.
The WGN,
our people, the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Oh, our people,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess he went on Twitter today and said, "Hey, this is you know what we've got." He went back to Greenberg.
But if you have it, produce it. And it feels as if one, at least one of the videotapes he promised to have has not been produced. And if he's the lawyer, he would be entitled to that. So you wonder, is this Avenatti playing that game that he played before? Or is this Avenatti just withholding it? I don't know.
I quite honestly, I want all of these people out of my life.
Including R. Kelly.
I want R. Kelly out. I want Michael Avenatti out. I want the whole thing. I'm Michael Cohen now. At least he's in jail until the situation calls me and says, he's acting real weird, man. Takes a lot of time in the John. Until I hear that, I don't care about these people anymore. I just don't care. I mean, R. Kelly eventually, I think it's going to become clear what happened.
You have so many women now coming forward who didn't know each other with similar stories, and we've seen how that is what it takes often to make those claims be taken seriously. And I feel that they are being taken seriously now.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
CNN's Dana Bash, and I don't know why we have to call her that because her name is Dana, but whatever.
I think her name's Dana.
Right. But it's spelled Dana.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
If you want to be called Dana, add an N.
We'll have to tell her that.
She interviewed Dr. Jill Biden, the wife of Joe Biden, and asked her about the continuing issue of the former vice president's history of unwanted hair sniffing.
Yeah, he comes from a very affectionate family. They're always touching, and I think Joe is one thing I've admired about Joe is the way he makes connections with people. But recently, I mean, times have changed, and Joe has heard that, you know, to back off and give people their space, and he has now taken responsibility for that.
Okay.
And Politico confirms there's been no hair sniffing on the first week, full week on the road for his 2020 candidacy.
No hair sniffing.
No nose to cheek nuzzles. No intimate whispers with strangers.
Kisses on
nothing
the head.
Of that kind has
right.
occurred.
Head kissing, petting of the head.
Unwanted touching.
Right. Putting hands on both shoulders.
Over elongated hugging.
From behind or from the front. See, now that's where it gets a little weird, you know?
Unless you're playing leapfrog, don't yes. touch my shoulders.
Right. Especially yeah. if, like, if you don't see it coming, and all of a sudden both shoulders get touched simultaneously, like, who did that? What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
Stay, get away from me!
Hair sniffing. Oh.
Right.
Just creeps you out thinking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the hair sniffing. It's a weird, that's a, it's a, you know. You smell so good.
What shampoo do you use?
What does one whisper to a woman when you're sniffing her hair and you don't know her? Like, what do you say? What's communicated?
Is that conditioner? Or is that Aquanet? God, I love the smell of Aquanet.
I use Head and Shoulders.
We should just start putting mace in our hair as females.
Some kind of chemical.
Yeah. Back off, man.
Anthrax.
Wait a second. My eye's hurting. I don't know what that's all about, but oh, I can't get enough of your smell. Of your essence.
He's 20.
Who are you voting for?
Looks like people are voting for him.
Seriously, can I count on your vote? Oh, God, you smell good.
Can I come in the voting booth with you?
Oh, gosh.
I'll hold your shoulders and sniff you while you vote. Joe Biden, check the name.
Right. Hold on. Wait, you know, you feel a little tense. Let me give you a little back rub while I'm here.
Ew. Oh, I'm walking into the booth.
All right,
this will be real nice.
Now I'm just going to do that thing where I'm just going to roll my hands over your shoulders, kind of down to your.
What size waist are you?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let me see if I can actually get my thumbs and fingers to meet around your waist. Hold on, I got that.
What size shoe are you? Let me touch your feet, too.
I think what size anything are you? Always bad.
Oh,
always.
You have got the best tri-belt.
What?
I mean, what is this thing called? Deltoid. You know what? That's right. That's right. But were you a tri-delt? I can't remember.
Can I smell your tri-delt?
No Greek life for me.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about a tricep?
That's right, tricep. Yeah, yeah. Got you. You got the best tricep. Okay. Hold on, I gotta smell your neck now. By the way, I was Vice President of the United States.
The White House.
Wait, here's more Joe Biden making excuses.
And someone asked me, you know, did this ever happen to you? And I have to say, it has happened to me.
But
and
like
20 years ago, and I did not have the courage to speak up then and say,
to
stop
Joe?
That. You're in my space. Now I would have the courage, but 20 years ago I wouldn't. Times have changed.
Wait,
to her husband or to another guy?
I don't understand.
Something happened to her from a stranger.
A stranger, okay.
However, I guess another follow-up question would be, have you ever intervened when you saw that women were physically uncomfortable when your husband's done that? Have you ever pulled him aside and just said, hey, didn't look like that was cool?
Oh, but she smelled so good.
She smelled like Joe. Just,
oh, man. Oh. Are you in Charlie? Maybe, you know.
Charlie.
Do you mind if
I
want to sniff your underarms.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't know. I love your deodorant. God, it's good deodorant. It's kind of a baby powder smell.
I use Old Spice.
Baby powder.
Just lift your right arm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. All right, wait, there's more. There's more of her? I can't believe this.
Was there ever a time over the decades where you said, honey, I know this is your DNA, but maybe it's not? the way that you should interact
good choice
with people,
of words.
Especially when you're dealing with women.
That's the follow-up question.
No, I didn't say anything to him, I guess, because that's the way that's just the way Joe was. But times have changed, and now things are different, and he has to back off a little bit and let people come to him. He shouldn't go to them.
Now she just cuts off a little bit of her hair and leaves it on her dresser so he can get his fix. Keeps it in his pocket and pulls out
this. What? What do you mean? What do you mean his DNA? Why is your DNA there?
Are we looking into DNA now?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I can't explain that either.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Oh, God.
Yet he's 20 points ahead of the nearest second person, Bernie.
Let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. A guy like him was coming up and, you know, doing some hair sniffing. And he doesn't seem like rapey or predatory to me. He doesn't seem like that guy. I mean, he's like doddering, like, you know, he seems affable. Am I wrong about that? What's your read on it? I'm a guy, so I don't know.
I think, you know, I don't think this would cross any lines of being, you know, illegal or like a sexual harassment. It just seems like unwanted affection, which is something I think most women have experienced in their lives. And it's a hard thing to sort of get yourself out of, especially when that person is someone in power. So I just think, you know, it is what it is. He probably was well-intentioned with it. But at some point, it is your responsibility to read how it's received. Isn't that what all of us as humans have to do every day? Even if you're not a politician or if you're a regular human?
She should put a shock collar on him. because he goes anywhere near, you know, like oh, God, you smell so good.
The best is when the audio comes out, because I wonder if it's like what you're saying wrong. What did he say?
We should mic up all the women that he's, you know, at a just like they do in the NFL, you know, where they mic up the players.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can count on your vote. All right. Enough. Moving on.
Number 3.
The Rise of Skywalker will not be the war to end all wars, Disney announced today, that after this final chapter in the latest trilogy is released on December 20th, 3 more Star Wars films will hit theaters every other year starting in 2022. Richard Roper sent us this list of things today.
So funny how far forward thinking they are.
Yeah, now, okay, so I'm lost. All right, so in the first two, I must have missed the second one.
Wait, what?
I know.
What are you talking about, first two?
Of this trilogy.
The first two trilogies?
No, of this trilogy, of this one now.
Yes.
That's got the guy from Girls in it.
Yes.
You know, that.
Adam Driver.
Yeah, Adam Driver. Right. So in the first one, I would find out he's, you know, who he is. He's Adam Driver. He's the guy from Girls. We find out that you know he wants to keep something from happening. I'm trying to remember what happened in this.
No, so he's the son of Han and Leia, but he turns to the dark side and wants to. He idolizes his grandfather, who is Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to, you know, kind of take over. And then the second one is kind of where Rey and Kylo really start connecting, and Rey is trying to learn from Luke Skywalker.
Rey's the woman,
Rey's the girl.
The girl, right. Yes. And she sees Luke Skywalker like on a cliff somewhere in Game of Thrones.
She finds him.
Right. Like on a, it looks just like, it looks like, you know,
where they shot Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it looks exactly like there should be ships from Euron Greyjoy.
Euron again.
Okay, so anyways, the point is that they and she's becoming. I think I'd missed the second one. I think that's the thing. I don't. I know that because that's how the first one ended. Is she shows up in the Game of Thrones set with him
and awkwardly holds the lightsaber for like 50 seconds.
That lightsaber. Oh, that smells so good too. Alright, so that's the so whatever happens there, and now this last one, are we anticipate what, so we don't know if he's gonna stay on the dark side? How did the last one end? Adam Driver still
Yeah, so
bad.
He You thought he might be transitioning to the good side a little bit, but it's really that he just wants to take over and change how the galaxy is run. So it's safe to say he's back on a bad side.
Okay. All right.
Too soon.
All right. Okay. But we have to wait now. What, do we have any idea, since you're a fangirl, do you know what happens on the other side of this, too? Like, the next trilogy is all going to be about?
Well, from what I'm reading, it doesn't seem like it's going to be another trilogy. It's just going to be other Star Wars stories.
Not related to this storyline. Because wasn't that Red Rogue One thing?
Yeah, like Rogue One was a Star Wars story. So it's pretty much based off in between episode 4 and...
Of course. Kevin, write this down.
Everybody knows that.
I like how you're trying to geek out, Ro, and you're just like not even able to communicate.
It's like, I'm not. I just want an answer. I figure that there are geeks out there who understand this, and I'm just trying to have her explain it because she's got it sort of figured out. Do you have this figured out?
No, I don't.
All right.
But I'm totally lost.
I think there's, of the four of us, there's nobody here, five. I don't think Kim's got this figured out either. I don't think that there's anybody who can actually work her way through this. You know, somehow she can.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too soon.
Wait, no, he's dead. Wait,
he
no,
died.
The actor's dead.
Yeah.
Is Chewie also dead? Did we kill Chewie at any point?
No, she was alive.
We did kill Han Solo, though, right?
Yes, Kylo Ren did, his son.
That's when we realized he was not coming over to the right side.
His own son killed him, right. Sent him into the evaporator or something. I remember that. He like fell, and that was like the end. And then they get back, and there was like the thing like from Jaws where you come back, you know, where's Hooper? And then Robert Shaw? And then
he just gives a little nod.
He gives that negative, like, no, didn't make it.
And then they swim back to the shore.
Right. Yeah. So now there's a movie right there.
That's
friend.
A hell of a movie. That's what I'm talking about.
Quint, no. Greatest line in film history.
That's all you needed to know.
All right.
All right, so we've got Star Wars and Avatar until 2027, Disney's confirming.
Yeah, do we really need five Avatars? I don't know.
Do we really need 400 Star Wars?
Yes, we do.
Okay. See, they get short with me, Ro, when I criticize your nerd. I'm just
done. Do not go near there.
Do you guys think it's a good idea if they make 400? Yes, of course it is, Kevin, you moron! Why wouldn't they make 400 Star Wars?
Well, they are going to make a boatload of money on this.
Well, they're going to make a boatload on...
Well, Avatar... Now, Avatar... How many Avatars have we had already?
Just one! That's what's crazy!
That's
really?
What's weird. You
That's
just
it?
Thought they'd have at least one sequel before they would unveil up to 2027.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're going to bring out like 2 and 3 within back-to-back years or something like that.
I can't remember how that one ends. Does the shark die in that one, too? What happens at the end of the first Avatar?
Some guy doesn't properly say goodbye to his dog and everybody gets upset about it.
I just remember. I mean, it's not like a good world, right?
Doesn't like the whole little village get destroyed by
right the whole like that hot monkey horse girl or whatever she is. It's blue.
What? Oh my gosh, bro!
Whatever happened to Avatar? It was like the biggest
the biggest movie of all time.
Right? Then like nothing came. That was it. Like there was nothing. It's just like people forgot about it
because they've taken too long to make a sequel.
It's kind of like a segue, isn't it?
When was the last? When did Avatar come out? Like 10, 15 years ago?
The most important thing is that Disney it has it in its theme parks. And so Star Wars and Avatar, they think, are sort of going to feed Disney attendance for years to come.
Came from the Fox thing, right? Didn't they? And their Fox acquisition? Hey, I wasn't swearing. That's a 21st Century Fox.
No,
movie studio. And then Disney just bought them from the, you know, the Fox people.
Yeah.
The Fox heads.
The Fox heads.
So there was a, it's like a whole, they've got a whole new universe that they want to add into, mm-hmm. you know, they want to keep selling. Because that's the thing that really works. But really, all right, so so I need to go back to this now. I'm sorry, but I need to get back to this. So you got Avatar. Mm-hmm. So it was like this guy who's like a real guy who falls in love. They make him into an avatar, even though he's sitting in a tube somewhere, and he falls in love with this thing that looks like a horse monkey girl that's blue, but hot, but very hot. And you can't quite figure out why she's hot, but she's hot. Is that right? Am I right about that?
Yeah. Joe Biden thinks she's hot. What do you think she smells
like? Great hair.
You do smell like blueberries. Exactly what I thought you were going to smell like. I don't know. What was that thing? That was, who's the actress? That was like very famous.
She's the one that plays Gamora in Avengers or in Guardians. What is her name?
Yeah, she's a big deal.
She's green in that one.
Yes, she is.
And she's blue in this other deal.
Is it Zoe Saldana?
Yes,
Saldana. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know what to make of any of this.
But it looks like Disney's going to try to dominate the holiday season until for years to come. But the next Star Wars isn't for another 3 years, I think. It's not like they're going to start cranking them out.
But they're going to crack out they've got one coming out every Christmas until 2027 now.
Is
between
that right?
Avatar and Star Wars. Mm. That's their plan. Is Zoe Saldana coming back?
She should.
Right?
She totally should.
I'm pretty sure, remember, the whole thing was the end is they officially put his body into the Avatar's body, and it ends with his eyes opening.
And then he lives in the whole Avatar universe then.
Right, like he's officially one of them. I can't remember what they're called, though.
No longer like a human on Mars or Earth or wherever the hell this thing started, and now he's just an Avatar.
Yeah, that tree pretty much put his life into that alien body.
See? I knew she'd be able to figure it out.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
All right. And checking in at
number two.
Hard to believe we're only up to number two, isn't it?
I can't believe it either. We just get stuck on some things.
Stephen Colbert talked about how former federal prosecutors signed a statement saying that Trump would have been arrested for obstruction of justice were he not president.
Donald Trump evidently he pulled off the perfect crime.
All right, boys, here's the plan. Jimmy, you drop into the vault from the ventilation shaft. Mike, you keep the car running. Meanwhile, I'll get elected president.
That is actually how it happened. That's the crazy thing. And finally,
number one.
Yesterday, our own Ben Bradley teased a story about airport hustlers.
Yeah.
These are people who, you know, show up in cars and they're like, they act like they're changing their tire and you're standing out there waiting for a cab or whatever. They go, hey, we thank you. Come on, we thank you. You come, we thank you.
And you're not supposed to accept a ride at O'Hare, as we all know, or Midway,
right,
by someone who is asking you. You should be in the appropriate lines.
So he went undercover with a red suitcase and a baseball cap, because no one would see Ben Bradley coming in a baseball cap, and caught offenders in the act. And now here's the interesting thing. We played a little bit of this yesterday, but now we have the full long-form thing of this is the Mike Wallace, you're busted moment.
Is this legal? Are we supposed to be doing this?
Does the city plate of the city of Chicago.
Oh, it's the city of Chicago plate, right, that makes it okay?
Right.
I don't think you're allowed to pick people up at the airport, are you?
Huh?
Are you allowed to pick people up at the airport?
So what does this mean?
It says livery, but you're supposed to have a prearranged rides only here.
So how you know that?
Because I know the law. Are you hustling people at the airport?
No. I'm not hustling. Come on, man. Forget it.
What do you mean, forget it? Because you're not supposed to do that.
Show me your ID.
I'm a reporter. I'm not the police.
No, I don't care, you know. Why you do this, you know?
Huh?
Come on.
Because you're not supposed to be doing this. People get into trouble doing this. It's against the law.
Was this the one who was grabbing the microphone while he was talking to him? Or there was one of them that was doing that?
Don't touch my microphone. It's my microphone!
Somebody made a gif of the guy trying to grab the mic out of Ben's hand. It's pretty entertaining.
Do we have that? Don't grab my microphone. Don't grab my microphone! Don't grab my microphone! Words never otherwise uttered by Ben Bradley. All right.
You got through it.
Okay. Well, it's funny that moment of realization that the guy has. Mm-hmm. That he's like, he's dealing with a guy who knows what he's doing.
He's like, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Let's move on from it.
Do you have a permission to do a film and ask people here?
I'm a reporter, and this is a public place. I don't need permission, sir. Oh. You're the one who needs permission and a license to be given rides.
All right.
And he's getting my face, this guy.
Okay. Are you offering rides legally here? Don't grab my microphone. Don't grab it.
Please don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Well, because I'm wondering whether...
Oh my God. It sounds like your guy. The guy that you talk about when you're in the neighborhoods room.
That is a little different neighborhood, but yeah, that's exactly what it is. So it's a guy who's partially a house contractor, driver, handyman, fixer, nightclub operator, all at the same time.
He's getting my face, this guy.
Okay. Right, this guy getting my face. What are you, crazy guy? What are you doing this for? Oh, man.
Sometimes when you hear that, it can be kind of threatening.
Yeah.
This guy gets in my face.
Yeah. Why are you putting me out of business, big guy? Why do you do this to me? I'm just trying to make money, like you. I'm just trying to get put food on table for family. And cocaine in nightclub. That's all I'm doing. This is all time I have for you now. All right. Well, we wish everybody the best of luck.
It was a good report.
Yes. And it was... good. Like, these guys don't anticipate. And it really, honest to God,
yeah.
Of all the things going on in this town, I'm least worried about this.
It doesn't even hit the radar screen. Right.
It really was like, oh my God, people, you know, like gypsy cabs at the airport. Oh no. But, you know, it was good. But it was good because, you know, we find these guys and they don't know what to do. And they're like, and they're driving away. Just imagine what that guy's grumbling to himself while he's driving away from Ben Bradley. Who is that guy? Doesn't even know. What's channel is he on? Is that the Rob Johnson? I don't even know anymore what this one is.
Do you think he's already back at the airport?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Just looking for guys with red caps. Right.
He's going to just beat the crap out of the first guy he sees with a red hat.
Right, exactly.
He's getting my face, this guy.
Okay. This guy. Look at this guy. He's getting my face. What is this guy? Who is this guy? Oh, my God. All right. I think it's time to wrap this up and wrap up the remainder of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis on this fine Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back with you tomorrow on 720 AM WGN and on the World Wide Web. You can always listen to us simultaneously here as well, starting at 3 o'clock. And I just want to close this out first.
The top five at five.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.